Good morning, everyone. It's the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And Father Gregory Kirsch is our presider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength of their Holy Spirit be with you. As we enter into the mysteries of God's love, I have one announcement. Today is the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. This collection provides funding for groups that create lasting change and uplift the poor in the United States. Envelopes are in the pews, and please be generous. It is one of the programs of our Shared Bishops Conference that tries to not just help people who are in struggling moments, but tries to give them resources and train them so that they may be lifted up. It's not just giving someone food, but giving the tools to cultivate the food for the future. As we enter in today's liturgy, our readings invite us to consider how we are being lifted up and how we are using our gifts to lift up others. Let us call to mind the times we have failed to love, seeking God's mercy and forgiveness. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, the constant gladness of being devoted to you. For it is full and lasting happiness to serve you with constancy, the author of all that is good, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another, 2, and to the third, 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." The Gospel of the Lord.
Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do, but let us stay alert and sober. The conclusion of our reading today from 1 Thessalonians. Let us stay alert and sober. Good morning. This morning, as I was walking across the parking lot to come and join all of us in prayer, I greeted 5 different people with good morning, and of the 5, 3 said good morning, and of the 3 that said good morning, 1 said good morning. Now, I'll admit, I was a secret shopper. I didn't have a Roman collar on, and I had my sunglasses on, and my hair was cut, so hopefully no one knew that I was the priest, right? But I call all of us to an awareness. When you come to pray, how do you come prepared to enter this assembly? I know all of us have many things on our mind, Many concerns weigh on our hearts and our minds, but how do we prepare ourselves to enter this moment of encounter? Because the promise is we get to see each other, and we get to sing praises to God, and we get to listen to the word that God invites us to reflect and examine our life, to celebrate how we are awake and alert. And then time to say, all of us can do better. None of us is perfect. Thanks be to God, right? And so we come here mindful that we are broken, that we are sinful, and that we stand in the presence of God's love, seeking mercy and grace. So maybe it's not so important when we come into church. I shouldn't do my secret shopping when we come to church, right? But maybe when we leave, and if people aren't saying good morning then, hopefully incognito again, right? Then we have to wonder what happened while we are here in this place of prayer. And I think that simple image is significant when we think about the overall readings for today. The first reading from Proverbs sings of the woman who is faithful, who is not afraid to be generous in loving others, who is not afraid to examine herself, and who is not afraid to extend herself in love and service. What a beautiful model, Proverbs, for all of us as depicted in the reading. And that gospel story presents a kind of certain challenge and examination. When have we been given so much resource as was given to those three workers, right? They were given resources, and they were told the owner was going away, their boss is going away, so when I get back, you know, I'm going to check in on you. So the boss goes away, and the sadness is when we think that what we've been given should be solely protected without its development. And that's the critical question, because the other two took a little risk. They invested, not certainly in our market, right, huh? They invested and they grew, right? And so when the owner came back, the owner said, way to go. Since you were so successful in this small measure, I will give you more responsibility. And to the one who held on to it, who did what many people did during the Depression, right? Because during the Great Depression, people were afraid, and so they hid their money, not able to trust banks and investment opportunities because they failed. And so, like those people, afraid and risky, which is not always bad, but in this moment, it lacked the ability to look beyond. And so what happens to that person? They didn't do well in a small measure, and so they weren't able to be successful. But the deeper meaning of that story is each of us in this church have been given gifts. And the critical gift is, the critical awareness is, of those gifts, have we used and developed them, or have they been hidden and have they died within us? Have we used those gifts and developed them, or have they existed and died within us? If they have, it's okay, because today is the day to awaken those gifts. Don't kick yourself. Examine what you've been given and let us go forward. If you have a beautiful smile, don't hide it. Utilize it, because others need to see God's joy in your expression. If you've seen someone hurt, don't be silent. Lift up your voice to help them be healed. If you have seen someone uncertain and you have a key of insight, truth, speak up and help to illuminate their mind. Help to guide them. Don't be silent. The message of our readings, as depicted in the first, is to be people of resilience, to be people of hope, to carry the message of the gospel of life beyond the confines of our gathering together. The other day, one of our caregivers in one of our clinics that has about five physicians and caregivers to help patients in that area pulled me aside and said she was thinking about leaving our ministry. And I said, oh, why? And she said, well, I did my MBA, my Master's in Business Administration, which is not a common degree for a manager of a clinic, health clinic, but not unusual. And she said, I just don't feel I'm able to use my gifts and talents. And I said, oh, so what do you feel you're not able to do? And she said, well, I've been doing some consultation with our system office in Seattle, and I've enjoyed giving them some feedback. I had a problem, and I addressed the problem with them, and they were shocked at my suggested solution, and so they want me to help them. I said, well, that's great. So what's wrong with that? She said, well, I didn't tell my supervisor. I said, oh, well, tell your supervisor, because the supervisor has a responsibility to cultivate and help grow those gifts within you, right? Just like all of our parents have the responsibility to see what we've been given and help cultivate and develop those gifts. So the challenge, it seems today, is as we ask God's ability to help and develop others, look at ourselves today. What are you doing in your life today that is growing, that is developing, that is helping change the world from darkness into light, that is helping change the world from disrespect to a place of dignity for each person? We have that responsibility, not just our teachers and our parents, but all of us. So let us pray that not only when we're on the parking lot and we see anyone and they say good morning, we can say good morning. How simple is that, right? Good morning. Because sometimes it will lift us out of our own struggle, and maybe it will lift the other as well. The gift of using what God has given us is not necessarily big and extraordinary. It is right in front of us. And that's the greatest challenge, because what's in front of us, we often miss, because it's right there, isn't it? So let us pray today that we may have the eyes of faith. Like those first two in the gospel story, we will not be afraid to think about what we've been given and grow and develop, as well as help others grow and develop. And if we've been like the third person in the gospel story, it's okay, because today is the day of change. Let us not be where we were. Let us become where we are called to be. Amen. Let us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, imploring humbly, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity and love, through Christ our Lord. As we all know, this week is the week of Thanksgiving, so know that you are in all of our hearts. At St. John Baptist de La Salle, we are filled with gratitude for each of you, because we together are this beautiful community of faith. And without embarrassing anyone, we have two holy religious among us, Sister Carmel and Sister Una. And Deacon Sam told me that the part of the reason he responded to one of his gifts of being a deacon was because of them. So we thank God for the Sister Una and Sister Carmel, but we also give thanks. Yay! So maybe as we leave today from worship, let us think about those women and men who have called us to be the people we are, and let us follow in their example to call others to the same generous love. The Lord be with you. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thank you.